From today, so-called three-parent babies will become legal in the United Kingdom. It's a new IVF treatment designed to prevent mitochondrial disease being passed from mother to child. Mitochondria are like the batteries powering your cells, and when they're damaged, it causes everything from blindness and deafness to heart and kidney disease and premature death. And for mothers with damaged mitochondria, doctors can now insert into their egg the healthy mitochondria from another woman's donated egg. In Australia, that's illegal because of our law banning human cloning. World-leading stem cell scientist Professor Alan Trounson, who delivered Australia's first IVF baby, says this needs to change. He's speaking with James Carlton.
It's a procedure that involves the use of somebody else's mitochondria and hence some small amount of DNA which is in the mitochondria is transferred to the patient's own egg.
So technically it is a genetically modified baby.
It means that the mutated DNA, which does cause the mitochondrial diseases, are overwhelmed essentially because the donor DNA is in the mitochondria is normal. So there's always a variety of DNA in mitochondria anyway, but this way you're topped up, if you like, with normal DNA rather than mutated DNA that can cause genetic disease.
And this procedure is illegal in Australia, but about to become legal in the UK.
Yes, that is the case, yes.
One in 300 mothers pass on mitochondrial disease. Does that mean this technology should be applied to one in 300 deliveries?
No, because we have a large number of mitochondria, so you were correct in saying one in 300 have mutations, but they also have normal mitochondria. It's only when the mitochondria that have got the mutation become the majority that you actually see an expression of the disease. And in the beginning, when there's a small majority of mutated mitochondria, the diseases are mild, and then as you get more, a higher proportion, they become very serious.
In Australia at the moment, the law against human cloning prevents this technique from taking place. Do you support the broad thrust of that legislation? Are you opposed to human cloning?
No, I'm very opposed to cloning, and I don't see any merit whatsoever in cloning. But I see reasonable merit that the patients should have access to this technology if the expertise exists, and that's a big if. There's not many people who have this expertise. There are rather few in the world that do. There may be a few people here. I know several who might be able to do it, but they're not in IVF programs. So this needs to be, you know, properly regulated and licensed as it is being done in the UK.
And what is the attitude of the Australian government?
I understand from what I hear, they don't really want to consider it at the moment. Of course, you know, that's their right. But I think it's worthwhile that we start to think about this because, as you said, it's not infrequent, and about 1 in 4,000 babies born will have severe problems in the family for that child, and a child could have any number of quite major disorders because of this. So it's something that's worth thinking about and having the community have a better understanding, and eventually let's hope that a reasonable approach might be taken by licensing groups that might have that expertise here as well as overseas.
If a baby is born with the mitochondria from a third party donated, what happens to the baby's baby?
They will inherit the mitochondria, which always is inherited through the mother. It does mutate spontaneously at a certain rate anyway, so the child will receive the mitochondria from the mother as an inheritance in the egg.
And therefore, if, say, for argument's sake, it's logistically impossible, but if every mother in the world who would benefit from this treatment, if they were to receive it, that wouldn't solve the problem of mitochondria disease for all time?
No, eventually there will be mutations that spontaneously occur, and eventually maybe that would take hundreds of years maybe, but again you would see mitochondrial disease occurring again, but it wouldn't exist for some, you know, many generations.
The US National Institutes of Health, they say they won't fund gene editing technologies in human embryos. They say it's a line that shouldn't be crossed.
That's different. They're talking about nuclear DNA that constitute human characteristics, and that's a very different thing because it's unsafe. It wouldn't be appropriate to apply to correct, say, human diseases. Sometime in the future, who knows, but certainly not now.
And yet public confusion, because this is such a complex topic, gives rise, especially in the area of reproductive technology, to so much fear. Frankenscience, yes. Test tube babies. Indeed, this is something you've faced your entire career since you helped deliver Australia's first IVF baby in the 1980s.
Yes, there's much confusion here, and obviously some people try and make it more confused. But that's why I think you need to consider the whole area and actually have a discussion with the community so that the community could better understand the issues involved. Because if we can help our fellow citizens in these really debilitating disorders that occur through these mutations of mitochondria, then that, I think, would be overall a good thing, and I think most people would support it, providing that, you know, there was no knock-on effects that are likely to occur, and the evidence is that there are none that can be detected in any experimental situation and animal studies.
And yet the critics say just because we can't find the knock-on effects doesn't mean there aren't any. We don't know what the long-term effects are on humans because we haven't been doing it for the long term on humans.
Oh, well, that goes for just about everything in medicine, right? So, you know, that shouldn't stop us from trying to help people with serious diseases and difficulties in life. That's really quite a silly argument.
And how do you feel, at the one hand, about being a revered pioneer in a field that's helped give such joy to so many mums and dads, and yet at the same time being in a field that attracts controversy and concern?
Oh, well, you know, I'd rather not have the controversy and concern, but the onus is on all of us in science to help explain to the community these complex issues and to help people understand the opportunities there are to prevent these disorders from occurring in children. And these are very severe genetic disorders and the neuropathies, deafness, blindness, developmental defects and so on. We need to be able to explain it. So, you know, I'm just one person of many who's trying to help us understand this situation a little better.
That's Professor Alan Trounsen, stem cell scientist, pioneer really, at the Hudson Institute of Medical Research, speaking with James Carlton.